We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, back at the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Dan Devine on X or Twitter at Your Man Devine. He writes for Yahoo Sports. The podcast is No Caprum. Joins me now. You know, my 10 o'clock guest every day is Chris Harrington. And as a matter of policy, it feels like, he does not believe in the New Orleans Pelicans. Do you believe in the New Orleans Pelicans? I saw you writing and talking about it.
Yeah, I think, well, first off, I mean, it's incredible that you have me on and then a hack like Harrington right after that. It really is staggering. I want to believe, and I want to believe because I love the collection of talent they've built there. You know, we've spoken about Vince Williams being such a great find for the Grizzlies, and it felt to me, I know Chris has compared him a lot to James Posey, the player that it feels like they've tried to, like, they're kind of like organically trying to grow their Herb Jones too, right? A little bit of like a 3-and-D guy where that you bring in this guy and then sort of let him grow and develop. And they've found some pay dirt with a few of these wings. You know, like Herb Jones is one of those guys. You get Trey Murphy out of Virginia, and then like they seems like they're starting to let him off the leash a little bit and realize that getting his shooting and his playmaking in the games is really, you know, beneficial for their offense, because that's the whole deal for them, is they've got to try to figure out how do we get the most space and firepower around Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram, because I think that's like, ultimately, it's do you trust those guys? And if Chris's answer to that is, I don't really trust that Zion, they're going to be able to create enough, or that Zion's going to be able to be the you know, fulcrum of a high-end team, or that Ingram would be that in a playoff series, like, I think that's a defensible position because we haven't seen it yet. But I'm always kind of a sucker for the thing that's like, we haven't, it's not real until it is. Like, you know, it hasn't happened until it does. And I believe in the defense there. Willie Green has some, like, continued to cobble together like top five defenses out of parts that don't seem like they should be that. And there's just a lot of likable players there. You know, our old pal Jonas Valanciunas is there. CJ McCollum has kind of like turned himself into a real complimentary role player, like firing threes and getting off the ball. They've got a good thing going. They're super deep. They don't shy away from getting into a fight with guys like Jose Alvarado and Najee Marshall. There's just a lot to like there, I think. But yeah, they're going to bear the burden of proof. They're going to be coming up, like, it is extraordinarily unlikely they're going to get up to fourth just because of the edge that teams like the Clippers have up there. But they feel to me like a team, if I'm the Clippers and I go, I'm a little wobbly heading into round one, and then I got to deal with Zion, I got to deal with the shooting, all those wings, they have Herb Jones to put on our number one offensive player, like, that seems like a pretty brutal matchup to deal with for 2 weeks, and I'm just interested to see it. We haven't yet seen Zion in a playoff series, right? We haven't seen what that looks like. So if nothing else, I want to believe because I want to get the information, and I think if I was a team on the top end of the bracket, they would not be somebody I'd be eager to play in round one.
Speaking of the burden of proof, a certain amount of that falls on the Celtics in the postseason. Were you persuaded by their failures last week? Like, was that foreshadowing or at all? Or is it just like Denver's really good and you want to see that series in seven games?
Yeah, I think it's two things. Like, for one, you're absolutely right. A team like that has won, you know, won everything you can win right up until the main thing, it's always just going to be, you know, all right, wake me up in May, and then we'll see where we are. I think it told us two things about that sort of dynamic. One, nobody has an answer for Nikola Jokic. They didn't have one last spring, and they don't have one now. And the only times that there's been one in the last few years has been when other guys were hurt, like when they didn't have Jamal Murray, or they didn't have Michael Porter Jr., or they hadn't gotten Aaron Gordon yet. Like, this feels a little bit like the fully operational Death Star, and no one's totally sure where the exhaust port is to shoot at. So that's one thing, reminder about Denver. And then with the Celtics, like, they have this was the plan. They constructed a team where, I mean, Kristaps Porzingis has been kind of the ace in the hole for them. I wrote about that a couple of weeks ago. He's the guy, like, the idea of if we don't have it going from deep, we can throw the ball into him, and or we can create a mismatch with him, you know, punishing switches on smaller guys. But generally speaking, they created a team where the idea was, we're going to bomb threes, and if we make them, you lose, and if we don't, well, maybe we still win because our defense is going to be that good, and we're going to be able to handle pretty much anything you can throw at us defensive or with our defense, and then you still got to figure out how you match up with our shooting. But, like, the variance is baked into their conception as a team. So if it's a game where, you know, I forget what the exact number was in that
27% from three, I think. They just didn't make threes. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so if they go 10 for 38, you probably win that game. If they go 13 for 38, you don't. You know, and like, so that's kind of, it is not as satisfying a version of analysis, I will be honest with you. But I think that that's kind of the structure that they did. Like, they're in a situation where when they're up against the absolute best of the best, you know, your MVP high-end opponents, Giannis, Jokic, you know, whatever, insert other kaiju there, Godzilla. Their best guy is Jason Tatum, who is really, really good, but he's not that. So how do you beat that guy? And it's, you got to turn into a whole team full of David slinging stones. And so that's kind of the math that they've done in terms of the way they've constructed their roster. And it feels like they've built just about the best version of that kind of team you can build, as evidenced by the fact that, you know, all the margin of victory and net rating and whatever puts them as, like, one of the best teams we've seen in a very long time. But in a single game sample or in a short series, if the threes don't fall, that's where they fall apart. So I think it doesn't necessarily tell us anything we didn't know about who the Celtics were, but it did underline it on national TV in a pretty big way.
Lakers beat the Wolves, this after beating the Thunder, this after beating the Bucks. Now, mind you, no Rudy Gobert and no Kat. What do you make of the Lakers?
I mean, steady as she goes. Anthony Davis has merited more respect this season than he probably gets, because, I mean, frankly, from people like me who remember when my job was, I was blogging, you know, four or five times a day, the number of times that I had to start an Anthony Davis leaves game with injury post only to scuttle it 2 seconds later when he comes back from the locker room was like, that's the lasting image in so many of our minds. Like, every time he goes down, it's DEFCON 1, and then 2 seconds later he's fine. And so there's like a boy who cried wolf component to Anthony Davis sometimes. But he's been healthy, he's been on the court, he's been like a literal defensive player of the year caliber candidate for everything he covers up on that Lakers defense. You saw that in a pretty major way. Again, you mentioned, you know, the size that Minnesota was without last night, but, you know, the way he's dominant on the glass, the way he can be sort of bulldoze inside, everything he covers up, blocking shots, creating turnovers, he's been sensational. And then, like, this is the math. It's why you can't fully go away from the Lakers, even if, like, all the peripheral stuff doesn't look all that good. If the recipe is LeBron, AD, shooters, and defense, and that it's not, you know, there every night. It hasn't been there every night this season, but when it's there, it's pretty damn compelling. And you can see, like, you know, top seeds in either conference when you match up against that kind of stuff. I think the only one they really must feel at this point like they're drawing dead against is Denver. But pretty much everybody else, you put that, you know, that combination of factors up against them, it can get, you know, they can beat any of those teams on any given night. It's just, I don't know if they can beat them four times in seven for four rounds, but they're gonna, when they've got that kind of talent, they're gonna be an awfully tough out.
Talking to Dan Devine from Yahoo, the podcast is No Cap Room. Rudy Gobert fined $100,000 for implying that the refs are on the take. I guess, you know, that's, you can't, like, it's one thing to criticize the refs, it's another thing to say they're corrupt, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know. Like, so this is like Luka did this in the FIBA World Cup. Like, he looked up at the stands and did the money sign. I think that this is only going to get more loud, and that the NBA is going to respond to it. You know, they're going to swing the hammer of God when it happens, because they, you know, there are many people who still remember the Tim Donaghy situation, and they don't want a repeat of that kind of discourse out in the public. The funny thing about this is, like, my friend Tom Haberstroh over at his Substack kind of compiled a list of the times where Rudy Gobert has essentially intimated this very thing. It appears that Rudy, A, believes this, and B, does not mind paying the money. It's like, what good is having a max contract or, you know, whatever, making $150 million if you can't enjoy the way you spend it? And it seems like this is one way he enjoys doing it. The actual funny part of this is, I think he was complaining about a very clear call. Right. Like, this was not a borderline thing. Like, Rudy, like, you whacked that guy. This is not one where they're on the take. You should not have hit that guy in that way. So it is kind of silly and bombastic and a little bit everything is wrestling. But the bigger underlying thing here is the Wolves can't afford right now to, you know, marginal situations or games that are tight late or whatever, like a one-point game giving up a technical foul, that's a bad idea. You are in a dogfight for the number one seed and then beyond that, like, top four positioning in the West, and you just lost your second best guy. Like, you can't be messing around on the margins. And for a team that last year went into the playoffs with a fist fight on the sidelines and their number one defensive guy breaking his hand, punching a wall, like, you should maybe remember the things that you do late in the season can have big impact. So, like, tighten up the screws, lock it in, and maybe don't intimate that the refs are on the take very publicly in front of all the cameras.
I was interested in what you said. It appears that he believes it. Like, I'm curious how many players believe it. And, of course, people believe all kinds of crazy things. I see it on Facebook every day. Not surprising that, you know, I mean, there's a famous NBA player who believes the world is flat. Like, I mean, yeah, there's people believe all sorts of things. It is interesting. You wonder how widespread, particularly as gambling has become more, more out there anyway. You wonder if that belief exists on the part of NBA players.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't swear to how many, but if I'm thinking about, even like not even on an anecdotal level, there is statistical backup to it. Like, a few or about a month ago or however long ago, we were talking about, is offense too out of whack, right? Like, you've got Luka scoring 73 and Embiid scoring 70 and Kat scoring 62 and whatever. And then all of a sudden, like, last night, the Knicks and Sixers played a, I think it was a 78-74 game. And it's like, there have been, now that was obviously disgusting on multiple levels, and a lot of it's due to injuries. But there are more, you're starting to see more like 90-point totals and 80-something point totals. And the number of fouls that are getting called has gone down and as the season has gone on. And this is like a measurable thing. Free throw attempt rate has declined. Multiple people have sort of done the analysis on this and started saying, hey, it looks like they're swallowing the whistles a little bit more in some of these games, and maybe that's making it a little bit easier to defend. On the heels of Joe Dumars saying, like, hey, we're kind of looking at this. Like, the competition committee is looking at this. We don't know if we're going to make any sort of big swing changes, but maybe this is one of the ways that that's happening. So if you look at that and you think about the way, if you're a player saying, 2 months ago that was a foul and tonight it's not, I can understand the worldview where you say these guys can exercise an outsized influence on what the way this all goes and how this all happens. And so maybe it takes a logic leap to go from that to, on that specific call, that guy made it because he's on the take. But in a world where, again, like, there's Netflix documentaries about Tim Donaghy and people like that and everybody, like, you're hearing more things about, like, the line moved a lot on that college
Temple
basketball
game.
Right. Like, I think it's in the forefront of everybody's mind, and, you know, especially as the NBA is not exactly leading away from that pot of revenue, far from it. I think it's the kind of thing you might wind up hearing more rumbling about than, you know, as time goes on, and the NBA is going to have, like, that's kind of it might be the cost of doing business for a league that has decided to do the kind of business they've been doing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.